Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now, I need you now, I need you now. Not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day, oh, oh Lord. Please make a way.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Daniel Douglas, along with none other than our lovely co-host, our partner in this broadcast, none other than co-pastor Kashima Douglas. We're here to inspire, encourage, and strengthen you on this morning. We're here to give you the unfallible, unbreakable, unchangeable word of God on this morning. We thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. We love you so very much. And remember, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. On this morning, our scripture will be coming from Romans 12:1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Romans 12:1-2. Romans 12:1-2. I couldn't stop. It started getting good to me, y'all. But listen, we're just excited about you guys joining us on our Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We're just excited that you took out the opportunity this morning to share your first fruit with us as we share our first fruit with the Lord on this morning, which is our reasonable service, which is our praise and our worship on this morning, just to render unto God what is due unto him on this morning. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer on this morning. Just lend me your hearts for a moment. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we thank you for your outstretched hands and your loving mercies and kindness, oh God. God, in which that we receive on today. Father, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. If it had not been for you on our side, Father, we don't know where we would be. So, Father, today we just come with an attitude of gratitude, thanking you for being God. Now, God, we pray for those under the sound of our voices on this morning. And our prayer this morning, God, is that you would speak life. You would speak strength. You would speak hope to them. God, whatever the issues or circumstances that may be facing on this morning, God, if the noise and pestilence is speaking in their ear, God, if there's chaos in their mind, Father, is there something that's over their heart that's keeping you from feeling their presence? God, we ask that you would dismiss all of those things on this morning. God, and cause the atmosphere that they're in right now to receive your glory, to receive your power, to receive your strength on this morning in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen. We'd like to also acknowledge the countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank you guys for being a part of today's broadcast. We thank you for coming alongside us on this morning and partnering up with us as you do every morning. And we're just excited about the great things that God is doing in this hour and in this time on this morning. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your continued support is greatly appreciated. Your continued support is greatly appreciated. Okay, so this morning we want to acknowledge the countries that are listening in. We have Canada, we have the United States, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Hong Kong, and we have China, and we just took on Bulgaria. Amen. Bulgaria, we thank you so very much for tuning in and listening. We look forward again, as we said last week, for you guys to partnering up with us. We thank you so much. We want those missionaries to know that's over in those countries that are fighting a good fight of faith. You're out there. You're in the trenches. You're in the trenches. You're doing what you do best, and that is be in the presence of the Lord and reaching out to those who need to be reached out to, touching those who need to be touched, strengthening those who need to be strengthened, calling on the name of the Lord for those who have that you need their name of the Lord need to be called on. We thank you so very much for partnering with us today. We thank you so much. All of our countries that are partnering with us, we thank you so much, and know that we're praying your strength on this morning. We're praying your strength on this morning. Our PSA for this morning is simply strength. Amen. Simply strength. The Bible tells us that he will be our strength in our time of weakness. The Lord will be our strength in our time of weakness. One of the most important things that we need to take with us on this morning, is know that in the midst of the storm and in the midst of the rain, in the midst of the heartache and in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the bad, the good, and the ugly, and the in-between, that God is in the control. Amen. I want you to know that God is yet in control. He is continually and constantly constantly keeping us in the midst of all that we go through. He has his hand on our life. No matter how bad or rough the road may seem, no matter what part of this thing that you may be in, you may be in the beginning of it, you may be in the end of it, you may even be in the middle of it. But come in, let me help you real quick. God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He is there, right there. Come on, let me help you real quick this morning. He is right there in the midst of your storm. He is right there in the midst of your heartache. He is right there in the midst of all of your pain. He is right there in the midst of what you have going on. He will speak life. Not only will he speak life, but he'll speak life more abundantly. Only thing we have to learn how to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to continue to trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him. I'll say that again. Trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Your path is already set. Your path is already set. Your way is already made. Only thing you have to do is continue to trust in him, and he shall do exactly what he said he's going to do. I promise you, I understand. I understand you're in a prayer. You're in a very demanding spot right now. You're in a place to where you don't understand why you're there. You're in a place to where you don't understand how it is that you're in the place that you're in. But know that he is not just able, but he is well able. He is well able to step in and take control of the very situation that you're in. Just begin to rest in Jesus. Rest in the Lord. The Bible tells us that he is our present help in the time of storm. So in the storms of your life, let me help you, in the storms of your life, even though the storms may be out of control, even though the storms may be beating up against your ship, maybe beating up against your boat, know that he is right there. He will wipe the tears from your eyes. He will give you strength in your time of weakness. He'll give you power in the time where you're powerless. He'll give you understanding, wisdom, and knowledge in the time where you're seeking wisdom and knowledge. Now watch this here. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to give you something that's going to make you shout real quick. He said that you have power now. After that, the Holy Ghost have come on you to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manners of evil. So take this with you this morning. Know that when your trial and your tribulation gets a little too much, know that you could get on your ship. I mean, you could get on your praise. You could get on your praise break. You can get on whatever issue or circumstance you got going on. You can get right on in there and you can begin to praise the Lord, for he is able. He is able. He is able. He is able. Amen. God bless you guys so very much. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of today's broadcast. Remember to share, tell a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, to tune in, to partner up with us, to call in. If you guys have your prayer request, any prayer request that you have, please feel free to call in right now. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. You could call in for prayer. Those of you all who are seeking prayer, those of you all who are seeking answers from the Lord, this would be a real good time to call on the name of the Lord and speak life more abundantly. He is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. Amen. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Remember to press 1 to acknowledge that you would like for us to pray with you and pray for you. Even if you just want to come on in and share your testimony and tell how the broadcast is blessing you, please feel free to do so. Feel free to do so. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1, and you could speak with us, or you just want to share your testimony, or you want a prayer, or you just want to tell us how the broadcast is blessing you. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and go to a musical break, and we'll be right back. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you.
Miss Aretha Franklin.
Jesus was away.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
where you're buried. Show me where you're laying down. And when he got back, Jesus said, for the benefit of you who don't believe, in me this evening, I'm going to freak out. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. He said, love. Ooh,
joining us on this morning. We're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and in this time that we have to share with you all this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, guys, those of you all that are listening in, remember to share the broadcast, share that number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. For those of you all who would like prayer, please feel free to click press the one button, and we will be more than happy to stop what we're doing and pray for you. Remember that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, and above all that we could ask or think. Now, I want to share this morning with you, from the book of Joel, and it speaks and it says to us, he said, I shall restore unto you that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten, that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. I want to share with you this morning that your loss is going to be your gain. Your loss. Come on here, somebody. Just go ahead on and just clap your hands right there. Your loss is your gain. Your loss is your gain. God has been good to us. I understand. I am one that understand loss, and I'm one that understand gain. I've been the Apostle Paul tells us, I've learned how to be abased, and I've learned how to abound. I've learned to be in plenty, and I've learned to be in want. I'm a testimony this morning to those of you all who are under the sound of my voice on this morning. I want to let you know that no matter married, you may find yourself in whatever situation you have found yourself in, whatever place that you found yourself in, like the Apostle Paul says, whatever, wherever you have found yourself at. I want you to know that this morning that no matter how rough the road may seem, no matter where your situation may have landed you at on this morning, know that without a shadow of a doubt that God has your best interest at heart. God has a way of escape made out for you. He's planned out and mapped out some type of way out. But watch this here. We have to be diligent. We have to be faithful. We have to be steadfast and unmovable and watch what God do. Come on, I'm going to bless you. I'm trying to bless you to your blessed place. I'm trying to give you some wisdom on this morning. Don't lose hope in the fight. For the fight that you're in right now is not a fight of a losing fight. But watch this here. You are in a fight, watch this here, that is building you even the more today. Come on, let me help you through this place right now. God has already orchestrated and set up some things to come to pass in your life. Only thing you have to do, my brother, only thing you have to do, my sister, only thing you have to do, my friend, only thing you have to do, my friend of me, only thing you have to do, saint of God, only thing you have to do, woman of God, man of God, apostle, pastor, preacher, deacon, trustee, I don't want to miss nobody, pew member, sinner, saint, and all those in between. I want to let you know that no matter where you may find yourself at this morning, whatever condition you find yourself in, remember that God is able to do just what he said he's going to do. He's no short of his promises. He said, I am not the son of man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I should repent. So in other words, the present situation that you're in, he's not on the normal path that you would normally take. Come on. He is not in a normal place that you would trust in, because watch this. We learn how to trust in all types of things. We depend on so many things. We lean on so many things. We set ourselves in places on many things. We lean towards so many things. We trust in so many places. But can I be the bearer of good news for you? Can I be your strength in your time of weakness? Can I be a hope in the time of hopelessness for you? The Bible tells us like this. The Bible says some trust in chariots, come on, and some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name of the Lord. We will trust in the name of the Lord. We will trust in the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a high tower, and they that run in shall be safe. You have a safe place in God. Come on, let me help you. Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny on this morning. You have a safe place in God. There is nothing that you can experience right now that you're going through that God has not already made. Why? An exit door. Come on. He tells us in his word. This is what the word of the Lord tells us. He said, there's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. It is illegal. Let me help you real quick. It is illegal for any business to be in operation and not have a way more than just one exit. Come on. Let me say that again. It is illegal for the world to build a building and only have one exit. You got to have a window. You got to have a hatch. You got to have something. If anything breaks out, that the people inside have more than just one way to leave out of your building. Come on. Why would you think that God would allow you to go through a place? Come, preacher, and preach. Watch this here. Why would God allow you to be in a place that he has not made an escape for you? He has not made a way out. He has not made intentionally a way for you to come out of the place that you're in. God has already orchestrated and designed and set up an exit for you. He said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. Watch this here, people of God. Sometimes God's expected end and our expected end is two different. Oh, come on. It's two different expected ends. Because watch this, we see it one way, but God said, I'm going to show you another way. Can I preach it to your happy place right quick? God has already orchestrated and set up this way for you to come out of what you're in, because watch what he has done. Let me help you with what he's done. He has put into motion. He has put into play. He has put into into position. Watch this here. In this assignment that you're in, he has already made an exit strategy for you. Only thing you got to do is continue to ride the storm out. Come on, let me help you real quick. I was preaching this message, and God began to give me something out of when I preached on the message. I preached on how the disciples were sitting on the boat, and the storm came, and Jesus spoke to the storm and to the rain, and he said to them, "The peace be still." Now watch this here. Watch the revelation that God gave me. God was showing me, if you would have held on just a little bit longer, just on the other side of the storm and the rain, even though it was crazy, even though it was out of control, even though all the rain and the storm was going on, even though it seemed like everything around you was coming down around your ears, while all of that was going on, watch this here, the sun was still shining. Oh, Lord, I done messed somebody up this morning. The sun was still shining, even though the winds and the waves, I was out of control, even though the heartache and the pain of the situation is so detrimental, even though the place that you were in caused you to want to give up and throw in the towel, because that situation was so unbelievably uncomfortable, so unbelievably unreasonable, so unbelievably uncompromisable, just because you were in that place, just because you were in a place of torment, just because you was in a place of unbelievableness that you were in, God had already made a way of an escape for you. Because watch this, just on the other side of your storm, just on the other side of your hurt, just on the other side of your pain, just on the other side of your tears, just on the other side of all that you were going through, the sun was still shining. Come on, let me bless you to your blessed place. Even though the cloud cover is over and it look all dark and gloomy, just up under that dark and gloominess is the sun shining. Can I help you? Can I bless you to your blessed place this morning? We have to learn how to ride out the gloomy days. Come on. We got to learn how to ride out all of the terrible days. I was sitting at work one day, and I was sitting there, and I was looking at this cloud cover, and I was like, my God, it looks so bad outside. It just looks so gloomy outside. But as the sun begins to set, come on, he began to set, and as he began to set, it seems as if the sun began to push the clouds away. Come on, let me help you real quick. It seemed like the sun began to push the clouds away, and as the sun began to push the clouds away, guess what they started to see? I started to see the sun peeking through the clouds. Oh, Lord, the storm was almost gone. That thing started to look better to me, because I started to see that God, even though my day was gloomy, even though the day was out of control, even though it seemed like that day was going to be a bad day, the sun began to shine. We sometimes get upset because the sun get in our eyes. Come on. Sometimes we get so upset because the sun is so bright. But can I help you? If the sun is shining on your situation, it blots out all of that other stuff. When the sun comes, Come on, preacher, come on. When the sun begins to shine in all of the things that's going on, darkness cannot be, watch this here, found in the light. God will shine on your situation. God will make your situation work for you. Only thing you got to do is learn how to trust him and be able to watch him move on your behalf. Now, he says to us, the book of Joel, it says, I will restore unto you that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar have eaten. I'm going to say that again. I shall restore unto you that the canker worm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten. Now, we get frustrated because of the first part. We get frustrated because the canker worm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm has eaten. We get upset because the thing that we thought was going to be our harvest has been destroyed. We get upset because the thing that we thought was going to be our blessed place has been eaten up. We get upset and agitated because we think that the place where the blessing was going to be have been compromised. But can I help you in the place that you're in right now? Even though it's been compromised, does not mean that it's over. Say it again, preacher, because they don't understand. They don't understand. They don't understand. Just because it's been compromised does not mean that it's over. I'm going to say it again because that helped somebody. That helped me that first two times. Let me help somebody else. Just because it's compromised does not mean that it's over. God has already orchestrated and set some things into play. God has already put some things in order for your life. So that means that this thing that you're going through is working for your good. Oh, preacher, help them today. The Bible says all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. Now, can I help you this morning? If you under the sound of my voice this morning, if you under the umbrella sound of the Worldwide Gospel Connection, if you're under the sound of Pastor and Co-Pastor Douglas on this morning, I want to let you know that there is purpose attached to your life. Can I preach you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, and drive you to your destiny? You have purpose in your life. The enemy wants to make you think that you cannot overcome the thing that is overcoming your life. I'm going to say it again because that was a mouthful. Watch this. The enemy wants you to make you think that you can't overcome the thing that has overcome your life. But I stopped by this morning to give you some strength. I stopped by this morning to sit on your front porch, to drink a cup of coffee with you, to have a glass of tea with you, watch this here, to drink some water with you, to let you know that that thing that has come was orchestrated by God. It was a divine purpose for God to allow that thing, because all things, come here, all things, the hurt and the pain is designed to fix it. Watch this here, the loss of the job and the financial situation being all jacked up. Watch this here, the sickness and the disease. Come on, preacher. The hurt and the pain. The divorce. Come on. The divorce and, watch this here, the alimony is working for your good. It was designed to come into your life to let you know that even though the storm has come and the rain has come and the heartache has come, God has already orchestrated and made this thing going to work for your good. Because watch this, if you keep holding on, he'll bring you out. Because watch what this does. This does something amazing for you. Whether we want to walk in this one or not, I want to help you this morning. This actually activates your faith. Let me say it again because it helps somebody. This actually activated your faith. The Bible says now faith is. Pause. Put a pin right there. Let's put what they call a comma right there. We're gonna put a comma right there. I don't think no comma is in the Bible, but we're gonna put a comma right there. It says, now faith is the substance of things. Watch it. It's the, come on. Your issue and your circumstances is substance. Come here, sit down. Get you a seat. Let's talk real quick. The thing that you're in is called substance. You have, oh man, you're messing them up, Reverend. Listen, you have to understand that this heartache and this pain that you're experiencing is substance. It builds your faith. Now faith is the substance of things. Substance, comma, substance. You got to go through something in order for you to get some substance. Substance is, come on, preacher, and tell them what substance is. Substance is basically, watch this here, the thing or the stuff that that control or everything is made of. It's a substance. Watch this here. Your food is made out of some type of substance. Watch this. The chair are made out of some type of substance. Watch this. The clothes you're wearing is some kind of substance. It's a substance. It has other things that inside of it. If you look at a piece of wood is not all just a piece of wood. Sometimes they got to add chemicals to it. Sometimes they got to add things to it to make this thing be sturdy. Come on, man. Work this morning to make that thing sturdy. So now you're going through this place and God is making you sturdy because he's allowing the substance in your life, watch this here, to work in your favor. He says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. May bless you. Let me bless you. Let me bless you real good. Watch this here. Watch this here. The chair that you sit in, you don't know if that chair has the capacity to hold you until you sit in it. But you do know that it's substance that created the chair. You're looking at the substance, but you haven't got to it yet. And you say, I'm going to sit in this chair. But watch this here. You're not sure if me sitting in that chair or you sitting in that chair, if that chair has the capacity to hold me. But by faith, now my faith is the substance of things hoped for. I'm hoping that this chair will hold me. And things not yet seen, not seen, not seen, not seen. You have not seen yourself sitting in the chair yet. But once you get there, you say, okay, I'm gonna try it. Why can't we have that same elevated faith when it comes to walking with God? Why can't we have the same elevated faith when we're walking with God? I'm going to say it again. Why can't we have that same elevated faith when we're walking with God? Because what we wind up doing, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to help you real quick. I'm going to invest you to your blessed faith real quick. It's because, see, what we wind up doing is we wind up putting our capabilities and inabilities into man. See, man can talk us, oh, come on, preacher, you finna mess him up. You finna mess him up. Will a man talk us out of being blessed? We'll let, come here and sit down. Let's have a conversation real quick. We will allow man to talk us out of the place that we need to be. We'll allow man to talk us out of the graces of God. We'll let man talk us out of the miracles of God. We'll let man talk us out of where we need to be at and what we need to experience and how we need to walk the walk that we walk. And can I help you? Sometimes we'll do it to ourselves. Job is one of my favorite books of the Bible. I've read it and I've preached it and I've lived some of it. I'm not gonna say I've lived the whole entire Job experience, but I've had Job experiences in my life. And with that being said, if we look at the life of Job, after Job had gone through all of his loss of his finances, loss of his health, the respect of his wife, his children, his alliances, we get to chapter number 3, and we find Job sitting in ashes with boils all about his body. Job is sitting with these balls all about his body. He has these friends that come. Friends sit with him for 7 days and they do not say one single word. I'm big on numbers. I'm big on numbers. I like numbers because especially biblical numbers. Biblical numbers mean something. The number 7 is the number of completion. The number 8 is the beginnings. And as Job sat in the ashes and for 7 days, and his friends sat there in silence for 7 days. Some people say that, and I've even preached it myself, that says, I said that, what's the use of them being there if they weren't going to encourage me? What's the use of them sitting there and not saying anything? You could have stayed at home and not said nothing. You're sitting here and you're watching me watch you as you watch me, as I watch you, as we sit here and watch each other. We're just sitting here. Why would you come and just sit and say absolutely nothing? Well, my brothers and my sisters, God began to give me a revelation behind that. God began to give me a revelation behind that. And my revelation that I received from that was, God don't need nobody to minister to us that don't have our interest at heart. Sometimes God will just shut the mouths of folk. He will shut the mouths of people so we can hear him and not hear them. I'm going to say that again. God will shut the mouths of people so we can hear him and not them. Because people have the tendency to speak out of themselves. I'm going to say it again because that blessed somebody. People have the tendency to speak out of themselves. They become self-absorbed and they begin to speak what they have on their own heart. And because of this, I'm going to say this again, because of this, God will silence their mouths so they don't open up their mouths and say a thing. Come on, say it again. So they don't say a thing. They keep their mouth completely and totally shut so they don't say a thing. Watch. As they sit there for 7 days, not saying a word. This is why I think God had them silent for 7 days. Because one of his friends jumped up and had the audacity to say, what did you do that the wrath of God would fall on your life? See, this is why it's important for us to understand that everybody can't be connected to us. Because if you read in the beginning of the book of Job 1, he said that as the devil comes and assembling himself before the sons of God come assembling themselves before God, God called Job an upright man in his sight. So Job had not done anything wrong. He said, but have you considered my servant Job? Now, watch this here. If you are in a place that you're in right now, know that God, let me help you real quick. Let me pin this for you so you can go ahead on and be blessed to your blessed place. God has, if you have been considered by God, the thing that you're in right now, know that he knows about it and that he is actively behind the scenes working that thing out. So here Job in this place to where his friend begins to say, what have you done? Why are you in this place? What have you done? What have you made the Lord mad about, Job? You done set up here and you done put yourself in a predicament to where you're in this predicament now, and the Lord is upset with you. He is really upset with you. Why would the Lord be so upset with you, Brother Job? Why would God be so upset with you? Now watch. Now, in the previous verses, the Bible talks about Job. He said that the devil tell him, he said, if you let me touch his body, He said, I'll curse you to you. He'll curse you to your face. Now, let me bless you real quick. Not only did Job not curse God to his face, but Job began to curse everything that was connected to him. Job began to curse his life. Now, watch this here. This is why we don't need people speaking all type of stuff while we're going through storms, because it'll make us speak out of turn. I'm going to say that again. People that don't belong there, or people that don't are not walking in the spirit or in the reverence or in the mentality of God, they need to just keep their mouth shut. I'm going to help you real quick. I'm going to tell them for you. Y'all need to just be quiet. I know y'all probably don't have the strength to do it, but I ain't worried about it because I don't know them. And really, to be honest with you, it is what it is. You just need to be quiet. You need to just keep your lips closed. Listen to me. Watch this. Put a muzzle on your mouth and shut the door. Because you right now, you just talking. You just spewing everything that you spewing out, and you don't know what you're talking about. Just hush. This man began to curse everything that was connected to him. Job cursed the day that he was born. He cursed his the moon. If you go through that passage of scripture, Job cursed his entire existence from birth up into the point to where he was right then. Because watch this here, the wrong person spoke out of turn. Let me bless you real quick. I'm done. I'm almost done. I'm probably going to be done in about 2 minutes. Watch. Job went through all that he went through, cursed his life, cursed everything about himself, lost everything. Then I honestly believe that Job snapped when he began to curse. Job lost his mind. That was just in chapter 3. But when you get to the last chapter of the book of Job, I think it's chapter 43, maybe chapter 44, Job, last passage, last book of Job. Something miraculous happened. Even though Job has gone through the storms and rain and heartache and pain and all this stuff that he's gone through, God blesses Job with double of what he lost. This is why I tell you. This is why I tell you. This is why I say that just because you lost everything don't mean it's the end of you. Just because you lost everything don't mean it's the end of you. Your end is actually just, watch this here, an intermission for God to work some things out. See, sometimes God let us go through stuff because he's working things into us and working folks out of us. I'm going to say it again because that blessed somebody. He's working some things in us and working some people out of us. He will shut the door on your situation. Yeah, I'm going to say that again. That blessed me. He will shut the door on a situation. He will shut the door on your situation. Watch this here. So he could start moving some things around and helping you get to the place, watch this here, to where you need to be. God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is continue to allow God to be God. Yes, it is a hard place for you right now. It is a terrible place for you right now. But watch this here. I promise you, if you hold on to the end, God will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way out of no way. I promise you. I promise you. God bless you. Listen, we're going to take a quick musical break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Because of you, my cloud. lift your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love, my life, it all belongs to you. Belongs to you.
Sing it with me. My heart, my mind. Lift your voice and say,
So much for being a part of today's broadcast. Listen, this is our invitation to Christ, or what we like to call our overcomer scripture time, our overcomer scripture and prayer. For those of you all who are under the sound of my voice that would like to have a closer walk with God, for you that is under the sound of our voice that would like to be in right standing with the Lord on this morning, this is your opportunity. This is your time that God will for surely come in and step into your life. Because what we want you to realize and understand that, number one, first off, that you're not in this battle by yourself. You're not in this battle by yourself. This place that you're in right now is not a solo act. It's not a solo ride. Amen. We're here to let you know that you don't have to experience what you're experiencing by yourself. The enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. This is his total desire. This is his job. This is what he wants to do. He wants to put you in a place to where you are concerned and worried about everything. But God wants you to know this morning that no matter where you may find yourself at, that not only is he your keeper and your watchman and your only judge, can I help you real quick? Your only judge, no matter where you find yourself at today, God is the only one that has a heaven or a hell to put you in. No man on this earth, no woman on this earth, no child on this earth, no individual, no group of people, no ideology, no religion, no denomination can put you in hell. This is a decision that God will make on his own. And can I help you real quick? A lot of the ones that's talking about you going to hell, their life ain't worth a nickel worth of dog meat. So let me help you real quick. They themselves may very well be going to hell too. Okay. But what I want you to realize and understand that the place that you're in, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. There is a place called repentance. Yes, it is. There is a place to where there is things that we have going on in our life. Yes, we do. There are places that we have been. Yes, we have. There's stuff that we have done. Yes, it is. And each one of us under the sound of my voice this morning, I will let you know right now that there ain't. I'm going to say it just like this. I'm real country. There ain't a damn one of them that life is perfect. Let me help you real quick again. There ain't a damn one of them that can say that they've done everything that they need to do. Now they're walking on the Lord's side now. But see, the thing about it is, what we have to realize too is this, that we cannot let the condemnation of man keep us from getting to where we need to be in God. I'm going to say that again. We cannot allow the condemnation of man to keep us from getting into the right standing with God. Because watch this. A man will condemn you to hell, and their soul themselves is going to hell. I'm going to say it again. They will condemn you to hell, and their souls themselves is going to hell. There are many of preachers that have condemned people, and they are lifting up their eyes at hell right now. Okay, just to give you some clarity, just to give you some strength, because watch this here. Everybody has to repent and ask God for forgiveness to get to where we need to be at. Yes, repentance is a lifestyle. Repentance is an everyday thing. Ask David. David repented on a day-to-day basis because David knew that there were things in his life that he had done. The things that David in his life that he shouldn't have done that he did. David had done things that David done things that was just unreal. But watch this here. God is a lover of us all, even though we may not be where we need to be at. God is a lover of us all. So this morning, what I want to do is I want to give you this opportunity. I want to give you this opportunity to walk in newness. Walk in newness. Somebody say newness. Okay. I'm going to give you this opportunity to walk in newness. I'm going to give you the scripture real quick. This is a scripture that God has laid on our hearts to share with you every day. It's Romans 10:9. And it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's real simple. We make relationship with God complicated, but this tells us right here in this passage of scripture, one passage of scripture tells us everything that we need to do in order for us to be saved. Confess with our mouth, believe in our hearts that Jesus died, and we will be saved. Now, along the way, you're going to run into some things in this place. Yes. You're going to run into some temptations. Yes. You're going to run into some heartaches and pains. Yes. Difficult days. Yes. Uncompromisable things. Yes. But watch this here. That does not keep you from being saved. Once you give your life to Christ, even though we fall, there is a place called repentance. First, we must give our life. Then repentance becomes a part of life. I'll say that again. Once we give our life, repentance becomes a part of life. So this morning, I want to give you the opportunity to be able to repent for the place that you're in. So I want you to just receive this scripture this morning as I declare it over your life. Very simple, very simple, very simple, not complex, very simple. I'm going to pray and I'm going to declare the scripture. You just receive it. It's just simple. Watch. Listen, lift up your hands. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this, our opportunity, Father God, to share this gospel with the lost in this world, the ones, God, that are seeking you, the ones that are seeking a relationship with you. Father, we come thanking you in advance for all things being made well in their life. Father, we thank you for walking into that very situation and causing the enemy to be a liar on every hand. Father, for we know that you are not just God, but you are not just able, but Father, you are well able. Father, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask and think, we trust you beyond what we see. For we do understand and realize that the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen is eternal. So I can declare over their lives right now, God, in this place where their lives are in total chaos, where they don't understand and they need to have answers to their very situation. I come declaring the word over their life. God, I come declaring that they believe in their heart. They confess with their mouth that Jesus died and they are now saved. They're safe in your arms on this morning as they lift up their hands and surrender to you this morning, God. God, they come repenting. Come on, just repent. Repent. They're repenting for all that they have done. They're asking for your sincere forgiveness for them, God, that you would remove every situation and circumstance, God, every blot and every blemish, every scam and every scheme, every heartache and every pain that has been attached to their lives. Father, we speak them into freedom on this morning. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Thank you for freedom and liberty on this morning being made manifest, not just in and on their lives, but for their lives. Grace and peace be unto them even now, for you are able to do what you said you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, God, in Jesus' mighty name, we receive that. In Jesus' mighty name. God, we pray for the sick and shut in across this country. Everyone that's dealing with bereavement and issues and circumstances in their life, God, we pray for every preacher, every pastor, every apostle, every deacon, every minister that carries this gospel, every missionary, God, across this country that's carrying this gospel. We pray for them. We lift them up to you today. Father, and we say, work like only you know how. God, grab them by the hand and let them know, God, that you are with them. Let them know that even in this time of calamity and distress, Father, that you are not just a fragment of their imagination, but God, you are there with them, God. You're there with them. You're giving them strength even in their weakness. You're giving them hope in their weakness, God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And we pray this knowing, God. God, that not only are you able, but Lord God, you're well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We thank you so much for being a part of today's broadcast. We hope something was said or done on the broadcast this morning that would encourage and strengthen your heart. We ask that you would continue to share and be a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who would like to sow today, you can do so by going to $WGC2020. Go to your Cash Apps and go to $WGC2020 to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Whatever the Lord has laid on your heart to sow, we will be gradually to use that toward the kingdom. We are a kingdom church. We are a kingdom broadcast. We are a kingdom people. We are a kingdom mindset. We believe in taking the seed that is sown and sowing it into the body, sowing it into those who are in need. We understand that when we sow into the lives of the ones that are less fortunate than us, when we give to those who do not have, God will not only open up the windows of heaven for us, but He will open up the windows of heaven for you because you are obedient in your sowing on today. Amen. Amen. So those of you all again would like to sow, that is $WGC2020. So whatever seed that the Lord lay on your heart to sow on this morning. Also, remember, guys, we have a blanket drive going on. Those of y'all who would like to be a part of that, please let us know by going to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page and messaging us there. You can also go into the Abba House Facebook as well, Abba House. Go there and message us there that you would like to sow into those lives of those that are less fortunate than us by giving blankets. Or even if you want to just sow a seed, you can do so by going to $WGC2020 or the Abba House. That's the Abba House. That's THEABBAHOUSE. That again is D T H E Abba, ABBA, House, HOUSE. You can go there and so as well. But thank you guys so very much. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. For you are the reason why we're on the air. You're the reason why we thank you so much. We ask you continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. We ask your strength and your mercy will cover our lives in the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer over your life. We pray that thing over your life, that the mercies of God shall follow you all the days of your life. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We look forward to you guys joining us tomorrow for Women's Day Thursday. We promise you that you will not be disappointed. We have a fantastic woman of God that will be on, and she will bless your soul, I promise you. So remember to join us tomorrow for Women's Day Thursday. And Christmas is Friday, so Merry Christmas to everyone in advance. God bless you. We look forward to you guys being a part of what God is doing on our next section with you. Love you so much. We look forward to you being a part of the broadcast on tomorrow. You guys have a fantastic day.